There are times in the life of every believer when things get so bad that we doubt God's care. That's when Satan strikes. Flaming arrows come our way, challenging our faith, making us question if God is truly good. Today, why you and I need the shield of faith to deflect these missiles of doubt, and how we're to use this piece of spiritual armor. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on The Invisible War, taken from the book of Ephesians. We're learning about the armor of God in chapter 6, specifically what Paul calls the shield of faith. Now, a clear definition of this shield.
The shield of faith, very clear, is the promises that God gives us and the promises by which we must live. You see, if you do not have God's promises, if you disbelieve God, what Satan desires to do is to give you empirical proof that God, if he has the power, simply does not care about you. And what you've done is so evil and so wrong that he's mad at you anyway, you might as well walk away from him. Those are the lies of the devil, and they run counter to the promises of God. You say, well, what promises? For example, in Ephesians 1, if we were to read the last part of Ephesians 1, Paul says, and I'll simply quote it for you, that Jesus has been exalted above every power and every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. Now, there is a promise of the triumph of Jesus over all evil spirits and the victory of Jesus over all the forces of evil that you and I can possibly imagine. But you see, you come to a promise like that, and then you say, well, yes, I know that Jesus has the power, but does God care about me? If you have the shield of faith, you will know that God cares about you. Just this morning, I was thinking of some promises, such as in Psalm 103. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. And then he goes on to say that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. A word of comfort that is part of the shield of faith. Does God love you? Many of you struggle with the love of God. You say, where was he when I was being hurt as a child? Where was he when I was in a dilemma? And so, you see, Satan says, you see, God doesn't love you. The minute you begin to say that, you begin to put down your shield of faith. For the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or persecution or nakedness or sword, or we could add, or cancer? John Piper preached a message entitled God and Cancer, and I'm thinking of preaching a similar one. Can it separate us from the love of God? Nay, in all these things, we are super conquerors because of him who loved us. So, you see, the question is this. The shield of faith asks us, are you going to believe God's promise, or are you going to believe the circumstances and the reality that seems to be around you? That's the test of the shield of faith. So what is the shield of faith? Shield of faith, very simply, is the promises of God. Now, another question that we need to ask is, why do we need this shield? Why do we need this shield? Well, there it is in the text. In all circumstances, taking up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. What the Romans used to do in battle is to take their arrows and dip them in pitch and then light those arrows. And then they would shoot them, and when the arrows landed, if they were let to land on your clothing, for example, they could start a fire. If they landed on your skin, it would not only be the piercing of the arrow, it would be the sharpness of the pain, of the heat, and of the fire. And so what Paul is saying is this. He says that what Satan does is to shoot these arrows at you. Now, what the Romans also did in order to quench those fiery darts is to take those shields that were often made of metal, with there was wood and then there was metal on the outside, or leather, and they would dip them in water because they wanted to make sure that when those flaming arrows came, then the arrows would be put out and the fire wouldn't get to them, smother them. So the Apostle Paul says that Satan has these flaming arrows that he shoots. And if you don't have a shield of faith, you are not only his target, but he is a good shot, and he will hit you at your most vulnerable place, and he'll get to you without the shield of faith. Let's take some examples. There are people today with huge personality and behavioral issues, huge. Let's take, for example, eating disorders. Somebody who looks into the mirror and believes that she is actually overweight when, in point of fact, she may be starving herself to death. When you begin to analyze that, you discover that a person who believes that has actually believed a whole cluster of lies, a whole cluster. Namely, that self-worth is dependent upon the way in which you look, and the idea of control and anger, and you know that these problems are huge and they're all bundled together. And Satan says, since you no longer have your shield of faith, you're not believing in God's goodness, you're not believing God's word, you're believing the dictates of your own feelings and your own deceptions, he moves in with an arrow and he hits his target. Let's talk about such things as various sexual perversions. Again, oftentimes rooted in childhood where there's been molestation and when there has been a misuse and all kinds of different reasons. You see, Satan comes in and says, you know, you're that way. God is angry with you. You might as well turn aside. You might as well give in. And your shield of faith, where is it? It's gone. If you don't believe God actually cares about you, God loves you, or that God could change you, you don't believe that. And as a result, Satan says, since you don't believe it, I'll sock it to you. And there comes another arrow. I've talked to people, and you have too, who've tried to commit suicide. And they may cut themselves, or they may actually follow through and take pills and try to die. Why? Satan says, oh, you really see yourself as damaged goods, don't you? You really see yourself as worthless. Nobody wants you. And because nobody wants you, look at the mess you've made. People have turned against you. God is against you. And you believe his lie. And you follow through when that flaming missile comes, that strong temptation, that burning desire to get out of life, thinking that something may be better on the other side. The list is long of the things that he will use in our lives to fight against us. You know, I'm told that out in the wild, bull moose will fight over a herd. And once they win the battle, they never fight again. The loser simply submits. It's a major contest, and if the loser loses, as losers do, he's finished. That's what Satan wants. You've fought that problem long enough, and look at that. God hasn't helped you. You've prayed about it. Give up. I am going to control your life at this point. Don't fight anymore. And that's what he does, as his arrows of doubt, his arrows of self-hatred, his arrows of unforgiveness come against your soul. You see, that's why we need the shield of faith. Because Satan says God can't help you, and even if he can, he doesn't care. Resign yourself to the fact that God is not on your side. You know, what that does is it blots out God and his promises. Isn't it amazing that you could take a coin, maybe a dime or a quarter, and you could hold it up to your eye, and it blots out the entire light of the sun. Satan says, I want to give you enough arrows to blot out God's promises, to disbelieve him, and to give you credible reasons why you should not trust him. And when he does that, the shield of faith has fallen. So the next question we have to answer, obviously, is how do we take it up? You'll notice that the Bible says here in verse 16, take up the shield of faith. Take it up. How do you pick it up? And the reason that I think it is so important for us to understand, number one, we need the help of others to do it. Remember I told you about those Roman shields? They were all hooked together. They were linked together. And there were times when one soldier couldn't go up against the enemy, but unitedly, they could. There are some of you here with huge problems personally. Huge problems. And you can't pick up the shield probably on your own. Because here's what happens when you drop the shield of faith. Let me tell you what else you immediately drop. You immediately drop all hope. Yes, my friend, you might not be able to pick up the shield of faith on your own. This is Pastor Lutzer. I'm so glad that you have joined us for this series of messages because they are absolutely vital in terms of helping us walk with God and overcoming the enemy. And when the Apostle Paul wrote this, you remember he says, and above all, take the shield of faith. Because he knew that that was at that point that we are most likely to give in to Satan's suggestions. Because what the devil wants us to do is to doubt God's goodness, to doubt his word, to doubt his promises, and to believe that they have no relevance to what we are going through. Well, they do. Today I speak to those of you who have huge family problems. I'm thinking, for example, of a woman that I saw here at the Moody Church on Sunday who told me about a husband who has walked away from the marriage, leaving her with her child. I'm thinking of those of you who are going through times of difficulty financially. You've lost your job. You can't pay your rent. And it is very difficult in situations like that to say, yes, God does care. Health-wise, some of you are on your way to the hospital. Some of you heard news this past week that you thought could be true only of someone else. All of these circumstances are being brought into your life to test your faith. Can you believe God's promises even if everything else seems to be against you? Well, my friend, I'm so glad that you've tuned in. Be sure to continue with us. At the end of this broadcast, you're going to be given information as to how you can receive these messages so you can listen to them again and again and again. Bottom line, let's believe God all the way home.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of his message on The Shield of Faith, the fifth of seven on The Invisible War. Tomorrow, why this shield is our best defense when Satan tries to demoralize us with doubt. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Our series on the Invisible War can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the Invisible War. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.